You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What else is trending right now? Let me give you a little bit of news for nerds action here. I was just writing a piece about this. You know, we're all familiar with the whole asteroid hitting the Earth 65 million years ago, wiping out the dinosaurs.
How can we forget?
Right. We all know about that. Well, now there's a new study that's out that says, yeah, it probably would have been bad, but it may not have wiped out the dinosaurs except for one thing, and that is the angle at which the asteroid hit the Earth. Oh. This guy who did this study says it actually was the worst possible degree of impact. It came in at 60 degrees, they think, from the northeast.
Okay.
And smashed in. That 60 degree angle is what allows it, when it smashes into the Earth and into the crust of the Earth, to throw up the greatest amount of junk into the atmosphere, which leads to a nuclear winter, mm-hmm. which is what wiped out the dinosaurs, because all their food supply was wiped out and everything. So he says if it had come in at a different angle, even though it wouldn't have been good, it may not have wiped out all the dinosaurs.
Hmm.
Isn't that something interesting to think about?
Now, do they know where this hit? Do you know
anything
about that?
Yes, it was right down there in the Gulf of Mexico.
So there's a big old hole, huh?
Well, it's underwater. It's under the Gulf, but yeah, they know where it hit now.
Whoa.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
That they did all the science behind that? You know, an interesting thing to think about, too, is that the rise of the mammals, they're pretty sure, came about because the big giant lizards were wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up from those little mammals that were scurrying around. So we may not have evolved to the way we are if that asteroid had been off by a few degrees.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Or if it had shown up, 60 seconds later, it might have missed the Earth.
Right.
And you and I wouldn't be here doing this radio show.
You know what would have also stopped it?
Mm.
Giant tennis racket.
That too.
Back out into space.
I thought you were going to do another Chuck Norris joke. Whoop.
No. Just don't give it to the T-Rex because he can't hold on to that little tennis racket.
Tiny little arms.
Tiny little arms.
He's a paddleball guy anyway. What do you got?
He's a paddleball guy anyway. That's good. Let's talk about the movies John Wick. Y'all have heard of John Wick movies, right? Well, you're probably wondering, why'd they name it John Wick? They could have come up with a better name. Well, they did have a different name for it. The movies were supposed to be called Scorn.
Scorn.
But the thing is the lead actor in those movies, Keanu Reeves, he kept forgetting the title of the movie, and he just kept calling it John Wick. Which is his characters.
John Wick movie.
That's John Wick. We're going to be John Wick. John Wick's going to be great. So the marketing people for that movie are like, well, Keanu keeps talking about this John Wick movie. He's basically giving out millions of dollars in free advertising, promoting it as John Wick. So we're going to just roll with it. So they dropped Scorn and called it John Wick. Bada boom, bada bing.
Are they saying that it's known as the John Wick franchise because Keanu's not... right? Or
that's not what they're saying, is it? I don't think so.
Okay.
I think this is just kind of a cutesy story because he couldn't remember Scorn, which really, how can you not remember Scorn? That's easy.
One syllable, dude.
That's it. Keanu.
It's actually shorter than John Wick.
But you know what? I haven't seen these movies, but I like that name better than Scorn. I hear the movies are fantastic. We've had a couple of listeners call in today and said they're worth a watch. So.
Should I watch them?
But not for Dom, because Dom doesn't like movies that where things explode and people take boats off ramps and things like that. So. It's not for you, buddy.
Okay.
Here's something that's totally unnecessary. The Sonic the Hedgehog movie. It's getting a sequel, you guys. I took my boy to see this when it came out in theaters, and it was bad, bad, bad. But they
say he like it, though?
I think even Reed was kind of like, meh, it was okay. Okay. It wasn't great. They say it did have a number one opening weekend of all time for a movie based on a video game. Whatever.
What's the competition there? The Super Mario
Super
Brothers
Mario,
movie?
Super Mario, maybe. Mortal Kombat, Double Dragon. It also had the fourth best President's Day weekend debut. That's a fun fact for Sonic.
Well, you give me a Space Invaders movie and I'll be all over it.
Yeah, Pong. Pong, the
Zelda
movie.
Oh, has there been a Zelda movie?
That one might be pretty good. I don't think so. Anyway, Sonic, whatever. Wasn't that good. What else is going on? Oh, this story has made the rounds. I actually posted a picture of this on our Facebook page. There's this 22-year-old woman named Shannon Butt, and she's out in England, and she was in her bathroom, and she's like, man, I look good today. I'm going to take a selfie and post it on Instagram. So she did, but when she posted it, she didn't realize that there was a mirror behind her, and in the mirror, you can see the reflection of her boyfriend, who is getting off of the toilet, and he's cleaning himself, and the picture was up for about 40 minutes before she found out, and the picture basically got more likes than it ever would have because of her boyfriend's butt. And if you're into that kind of stuff, it is on our Facebook.
Okay.
It's one of these things, you know, Dom, color me skeptical.
Of course.
You know, it's such a well-placed mirror, well-placed butt.
I never believe any of these. I always think they're staged. Always.
It seems a little staged to me.
Yep.
If you're a fan of the movie A League of Their Own, the sports memorabilia company Leland's is putting up for bid Tom Hanks' costume from A League of Their Own. It's his jersey, his trousers, his belt, cap, and leggings that he wore in the movie.
Trousers,
I know. Isn't that cheesy? But you know that movie. There's no crying in baseball. It's iconic. Would you call that an iconic character?
No.
Iconic baseball movie?
No, it was just a baseball movie. I wouldn't say it's iconic. It was okay. I mean, it's not a bad movie.
I think it's probably an iconic baseball movie.
It's not
up
big
there
enough
with
to be
Field
icon-
of Dreams.
Oh,
just because things are one of the biggest baseball movies
doesn't
ever.
Mean it's iconic.
Search right now on the Google top 5 baseball movies. See what comes up. Well, do it just for
fun. What's
funsies.
The competition? How much is there?
Well, there's you got Field of Dreams, Bull Durham.
There's two.
Rookie of the Year.
Wait, you see what you're saying? So it doesn't take
Brad
much
Pitt
to be
was
iconic.
In one.
Yeah, Moneyball.
No, but of all the movies ever made that were baseball, A League of Their Own is probably easily in the top 3.
All right, hold on. I'm looking.
Get on the Google.
Current
bid, at the writing of this article, the current bid was $4,200 for his trousers.
That's it?
That's it.
You should make a bid on those since it's iconic.
No, I can't. I gotta
that
put
kind of shows you how iconic it is.
And well, it's Tom Hanks.
Well, apparently people ain't got more than $4,000 for his duds.
What would you do with that anyway if you want it?
What do you do with it?
You hang it in a closet. It's a little go-to brag piece, probably, if you have friends over.
All right, top 10 highest-grossing baseball movies. Let me just throw a few of them out at random. Bull Durham made $51 million. That was good for 8th place. Moneyball, $110 million.
That
was second
Pitt.
Place. Yep. Yeah. Angels in the Outfield, Jeremy.
Christopher Lloyd.
$50 million for 9th place. 42.
Well,
that was a Jackie Robinson movie. Made $95 million for 3rd place.
Let's not do it based on money. Let's do it on.
No, you'll want it based on money.
Oh,
number one at $132 million was A League of Their Own.
Boom. Look at that. See, iconic.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
I just don't like throwing those words around.
It's honestly probably the best baseball movie ever made.
Jeremy, no.
What's it gonna? What's beating it? Well, Field of Dreams is up there.
Field of
those are probably
dreams.
The top two. Yeah. Real quick, since we didn't get to this earlier,
what about
teased
the Bad
it twice.
News Bears?
Oh my God! A bunch of TikTok users are saying the proper way to eat cereal is to pour your bowl of cereal. Mm-hmm. Don't put milk in it yet, but then put it in the freezer for a little bit and let your cereal get cold, and then eat it. They say it makes some sort of difference in the flavor.
Huh.
I don't know.
But should you just keep the cereal, just keep it in the freezer?
You just keep the box in the freezer, right, and eliminate a step. Because they say the main drawback is you do have to put the cereal bowl in the freezer for like an hour. So if you're hangry, you got to wait an hour to eat your cereal. But they say somehow it enhances the flavor, I guess. And then when you put the milk in, with that bowl, I bet you it kind of crystallizes the milk or something and adds a different consistency to the milk.
Have you ever known people who insist that like their Snickers bar or their Reese's or whatever be frozen?
Kit Kats. Nicole's dad, I believe, kept Kit Kats in the freezer.
So this might be the same kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
A frozen Snickers bar and a frozen bowl of sugar pops or whatever you eat.
Just basically saying the people on TikTok are super bored right now.
Right.
All right, clickbait me. Find our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy right now. Two things I posted on there you need to check out. One is a picture. One is a video. The picture is of a rock that looks exactly like a delicious slice of cheesecake.
And it does.
You'd never know it was a rock. It's incredible looking. The second thing is a video you need to watch. It's a ring cam video. Now, here in Colorado, we have bears that show up on our ring cams. But in Florida, something completely different.
This is frightening.
I'm not going to tell you what it is. You got to go check it out on our Facebook. It will freak you out. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.
And that is what's trending now here on the Dom and Jeremy Show.